You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making the world a better place, one show at a time. You're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, making this world a better place one show at a time. At least we're trying.
This is Chicago's finest internet radio show, making a world a better place one show at a time. The George Wilder Jr. Show is now on the air. Take it away, Dad.
Once again, welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show, broadcasting live out of Chicago. Usually I'm off on Fridays, folks. There's usually no show, no George Wilder Jr. Show on Fridays. But yesterday, Thursday, the website was completely down. It even caught me by surprise. And I had to get back to a couple of my guests who were supposed to be on the show to let them know. They didn't seem too disappointed. They were understanding. But I was totally pissed. Anyway, because they didn't let me know that the website was going to be down. If they'd have let me know, I'd have called my guests and say, hey, we because the website not functioning. It was completely down. I mean, you couldn't even listen to a podcast or download a show. I mean, not just me. I think it affected everybody, every radio host, whether it was a talk show host or a musical host playing records or music or whatever. I think everybody was affected. But the thing about it, these guys did not tell us why it was down. They were saying it was some kind of maintenance. What? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what the maintenance probably was, a way to try to, whatever. Oh, anyway, we're back on the air, and this is a Friday. Friday, July 29th. Okay, we're usually not on Friday, but I'm trying to make up for the debacle yesterday, which was Thursday. If you're podcasting this show at a later time, you know that this is the show that that is preceding the website shutdown or maintenance or whatever they were doing. But it seems to be back up today, folks. So this is a show that I'm trying to make up for lost time. I'm trying to make up for lost time. And welcome to the George Wilder Jr. Show on a Friday. And I do plan on expanding the show to 5 days a week now, and I think I'm only doing 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, but I will be doing Monday through Friday in the near future. I may start next week, who knows, because actually August will be my second anniversary of doing this show, two years doing this show. And basically on the website, it says I have about 208, 207 episodes. Actually, it's more than that. There were some shows that I actually deleted. But anyway, we're welcome to the show. If you're listening live, if you're going to listen, podcast the show for later, that's fine. But I just felt I had to come on the show today. It's usually a day I take off for writing and stuff like that, and just being a parent. I'm still stunned at the people who are responsible for this website shutdown, and so therefore you couldn't listen to anything, not even a podcast. Hopefully hopefully that is rectified, if I can say it. All right, I got other things on my mind, folks, so if I feel if I'm stuttering or talking over my words, you'll understand that. All right, Hillary makes history yesterday, the fourth day of the Democratic Convention. It's over now. These guys are out talking about each other. They're out there. You know, we're getting ready for the debates of these two, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. And I'd like to say congratulations to all the women out there. This is history making, history in the making. And this is wonderful. I congratulate Hillary Clinton. I congratulate everybody, all the speakers that were at the Democratic National Convention. I congratulate them all. I think they all did a great job. Trump doesn't feel Trump and the Republicans, they don't feel that way. They have no love for the convention at all. But anyway, the good news is that the ratings for every night of the Democratic Convention beat the ratings every night for the Republican Convention. And Donald Trump is pissed about that. He's blaming somebody. He's blaming the Republicans for that. He said, don't blame me. I was just on for one night. Oh, wow. Give me a break. You may have been on for one night, but it was all about you, supposedly. It was all about you, even though there's no doubt about it. The Republican convention was all about Donald Trump, but they really nailed into Hillary. I mean, they were saying some things that were totally out of line. I mean, this was just, they just spewed hatred, hate. That's all it, and division and fear. That's all the Republican convention could muster. That's all they were about. And they're still about that. You know, Donald Trump is pissed. He said, don't blame me for the ratings. You are to blame. It was your show. If the convention was all about you, nominating you, it was. Even if you weren't on the stage, it was about you. That's Donald Trump. He's always trying to deflect bad news to somebody else instead of himself. Donald Trump is all about Donald Trump. He's not about the country. He's about Donald Trump. Donald Trump said, I can do this all alone. I can solve problems all alone. You cannot solve problems all alone. You need people. You cannot do this by yourself. You cannot do anything alone. You need people. You need a plan. You need loyal people around you. And obviously, if you're president, you can't do anything without, you know, A Congress. Okay, I'm looking at the Huffington Post, the front page of the Huffington Post, and it seems like every time you click on the Huffington Post, there's always a giant picture of Donald Trump, looking mean and evil and nasty. It says, rage, Donald Trump lashes out after DNC onslaught. Yeah, the DNC, the Democratic Convention, really tore into his ass, and rightly so. They tore into his ass, and he's mad as hell. He threatens, Donald Trump is so mad at some of the Democratic Convention speakers that he's threatened to hit them. Physical violence. I could hit them all. I want to knock them out. I want to hit that guy. I want to knock her out. I want to hit this guy. This guy is all about violence. This is true, folks. I mean, when I first saw this on one of my Facebook pages in LinkedIn, I said, this can't be true. He can't be saying stuff like he wished he could knock them out. He wished he could hit them. Where's the Secret Service? This guy is violent. But Obama, a lot of people are saying, Obama, not to die, secrets, but Obama's going to do it because that's what Obama does. You know, he said, well, we've been doing it for 60 years. Why not stop? This guy is dangerous. That's why we should stop. This guy is totally, totally dangerous. He's threatening to hit convention speakers. Does this seem like somebody that should be trusted with intel Does this seem like it's somebody to be trusted with American secrets or to be near the red phone in the Oval Office? Donald Trump is unhinged. He's gone nuts. This guy, the guy is probably bipolar or something. Okay, he wants to hit them so hard that their heads will spin. Wow. There is no doubt about it. If this guy, president, he's going to wreck this country. And there are so many people out there who are willing to let this guy wreck this country. You see Donald Trump, you hear Donald Trump, you know what he is. Why are you going to continue to vote for him? That brings me to this. As I was watching the Democratic convention, there were so many Republicans walking on stage saying that they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, at the Republican convention, there was no Democrat walking on stage saying that they were going to switch their vote from Hillary to Donald Trump. But there was a lot of them on the Democratic side of the aisle walking on stage saying that they're going to vote for Hillary. And they was persuading their other Republican colleagues to vote for Hillary. Trump knows he's in trouble. Yeah, he's got a few followers, but I don't think Donald Trump is really going to get this. I don't think so. I don't think he's going to really be president of the United States. He can't. All right, conservatives say the DNC was a disaster for the Republican Party. It was. I totally agree. It was. In fact, I think it has taken the Republican Party back years, if not decades, maybe centuries. Who knows? But this was really bad for them. The only reason why it was bad, it was because of their candidate, Donald Trump. This guy is a mess. And he's very dangerous. He is, and I'm not saying this because other politicians or former politicians are saying this, or other highfalutin people in high places are saying it. I'm saying it because of what I, George Wilder Jr., what I have been analyzing in this entire thing. Donald Trump is dangerous. He should not be nowhere near nuclear codes, nuclear weapons, intelligence, anything. But Obama's going to relent and give him those things. If I was president, I wouldn't give him a damn thing. You're too unbalanced. You're too unstable. You're too thin-skinned. We will get in war after war after war. We will be in four or five wars. It'll be another World War III or four with Donald Trump. Our enemies will be coming over here to the United States bombing us. It will be awful if he becomes president. There's no doubt about it. I know some people out there, they don't like Hillary. They, no matter what, they just don't trust her. But if you contrast the DNC with the RNC, there's no question about it. The Democrats are the best, even though I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm an independent, because both parties have let me down a lot. I became an independent. That's why a lot of independents become independents. Bernie Sanders, he has returned to being an independent, and he will have a lot of say and a lot of sway if and when Hillary becomes president of the United States. History has been made. No matter. History has been made. All right. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. We will be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio.
All right, Donald Trump threatens to hit Democratic convention speakers so hard their heads would spin. This is his words, I'm pretty sure. GOP nominee Donald Trump appeared to single out former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg for special insults. Wow. Michael Bloomberg, as you probably know, is the former mayor of New York City. He was a Republican. I believe he's now a Democrat, or he is an independent. But I do know one thing. He's not a full-fledged Republican. He left them. He left them a long time ago, and he's going to be voting for Hillary Clinton. He's going to encourage his followers and friends and of New York to vote for Hillary Clinton. He's just one of many Republicans on the Democratic stage saying, hey, vote for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is an asshole. Point blank. And that's a good thing. And Donald Trump is pissed. Let's see. he's so pissed his makeup is falling off. Donald Trump's critics are starting to get under his skin. Speaking at a rally in Davenport, Iowa on Thursday, the GOP presidential nominee fumed about the criticism he was receiving from speakers at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Now, why would you get pissed? Just get out there and get on with your campaign and cover all of this when the debates come around. Why do this now? Donald Trump, I don't know, something is wrong with this guy. Okay, I quote, I mean the things that were said about me. Trump told the crowd, I was going to hit a number of those speakers so hard that their heads would spin. They'd never recover. Now, why would anybody want to vote for this guy? But you know what? It doesn't matter sometimes what he says or how he says it or when he says it. His supporters are just, they just get strong and want him even more. You know, but this is crazy. But a lot of people with good sense, they're not going to vote for him. You don't want this guy in the office. And I've got so many Facebook friends that are going to, that are bending over backwards to vote for Trump. Women. As much as Donald Trump has scoriated women, women are still going to vote for him. I guess they just a glutton for punishment. It reminds me something of a little bit of domestic violence. You know, so I don't know. Okay, I'm quoting here. I was going to hit one guy in particular, probably Michael Bloomberg, a very little guy. He really talks about people. He calls them names. He talks about their physical condition. He just talks. And it surprises you that he talks about people. He talks about their looks. He talks about their physical appearance. He just, you know, especially if they say something that he doesn't like. He's like a bully. He is a bully. I mean, if you know, he doesn't know how to turn the other cheek like Obama. Obama turns the other cheek. He knows how to do that well. Excuse me. He goes on to say, I was going to hit this guy so hard his head would spin. He wouldn't know what the hell happened. And a lot of people thinking that quote from Donald Trump is aimed at former mayor Michael Bloomberg, who is also a millionaire or a billionaire. They're saying here that Trump never named his target, but he seemed to confirm in a tweet Friday morning that it was former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, one of the DNC speakers. I just know Michael Bloomberg right now, he's a billionaire, is laughing through his teeth. He's probably laughing all of this off, and I'm pretty sure that the reporters are hanging around him, sticking microphones in his face, trying to get his reaction But Trump, I mean, this guy. But anyway, if we can get on with the show. So I'm going to be talking about the DNC. There were some of the greatest speakers I've ever heard. A lot of those speakers were just elegant. They were informative. They were in Trump's ass, and he didn't like that. So he's talking – a lot of the speakers on during the DNC, Donald Trump is not going to touch. A lot of them he's not going to say anything about. That Muslim guy who lost his son in one of the U.S. wars, I mean, he was so eloquent. When he got up there showing, say, Trump, if you don't know anything about the Constitution, you can read my copy. I can loan you my copy. Trump is not going to say anything about negative about that guy, because that guy was saying, I contributed my son. He died protecting the United States. Do you have a son who died protecting the United States? And you want to throw us out? You should be thrown out. So there are some people on the DNC he's not going to touch. He's not going to say. He's just going to touch the ones he thinks that he can get away with talking about. So he's a mess. He is a mess. He's going around in his rallies right now criticizing every speaker that was on that stage. And the American people are saying to the DNC, good job. But not Trump, not Donald Trump. They're lying about me. I'm going to hit them all. I'm going to knock them in their face. This guy is a mess. And you still have people who are going to vote for him. They are going to vote for him. With this kind of reaction, I don't think Trump is going to win the election. I don't think he's going to come close. I think Hillary is going to win in a landslide. Simple. A lot of the Republicans are going to vote for Hillary Clinton. They're going to hold their nose and vote for Hillary Clinton because they don't want to see Trump in the White House. This guy is dangerous. Okay, I'm gonna play a speech. In case you missed it or didn't hear it, I'm going to play Elizabeth Warren's speech. If we can find it, do you think we can dig it up? Let's see. Because she was very eloquent. I think the nights before I played Bernie Sanders, we had we got Michael Madigan here. So we're going to play his speech too. But we're going to try and get to, oh yeah, the song We Are What the World Needs Now Is Love. That was beautiful. I think the rendition of that was beautiful. I like the fact that I saw Cagney and Lacey on stage at the DNC. They're white haired now, but they obviously they're the best of friends. I even got Cagney and Lacey. I got some CDs from the old show, and I watch it sometimes when they were young and vibrant and beautiful and things like that. It was beautiful. So we're gonna do that later on in the show. Let's see if we can find. Let's see. Let's do this. Not that.
Thank you, Massachusetts, for the great honor of serving as your senator. Thank you, guys. What a night. Wow. Michelle Obama, Cory Booker, and we still have Bernie coming up. Bernie reminds us what Democrats fight for every day. Thank you, Bernie. Thank you. Now, we are here tonight because America faces a choice, the choice of a new president. On one side is a man who inherited a fortune from his father and kept it going by cheating people, by skipping out on debts, a man who has never sacrificed anything for anyone, a man who cares only for himself every minute of every day. On the other side is one of the smartest, toughest, most tenacious people on this planet. A woman who fights for children, for women, for health care, for human rights. A woman who fights for all of us and who is strong enough to win those fights. We're here today because our choice is Hillary Clinton. I'm with Hillary. Hillary. You know, for me, this choice is personal. It's about who we are as a people. It's about what kind of a country we want to be. I grew up in Oklahoma. My daddy ended up as a maintenance man. And my mom worked a minimum wage job at Sears. My three brothers served in the military. The oldest was career, 288 combat missions in Vietnam. The second worked construction. And the third started his own small business. Me, I got married at 19, graduated from a commuter college in Texas that cost $50 a semester. The way I see it, I'm a janitor's daughter who became a public school teacher, a professor, and a United States senator. America is truly a country of opportunity. Truly. I am deeply grateful to that America. I believe in that America. But I'm worried. I'm worried that my story is locked in the past. Worried that opportunity is slipping away for people who work hard and play by the rules. I mean, look around. Americans bust their tails, some working two or three jobs, but wages stay flat. Meanwhile, the basic costs of making it from month to month keep going up. Housing, health care, child care, the costs are out of sight. Young people are getting crushed by student loans. Working people are in debt. Seniors can't stretch a Social Security check to cover the basics. And even families who are okay today worry it could all fall apart tomorrow. This is not right. It is not. And here's the thing. America isn't going broke. The stock market is breaking records. Corporate profits are at all-time highs. CEOs make tens of millions of dollars. There's lots of wealth in America, but it isn't trickling down to hardworking families like yours. Does anyone here have a problem with that? Yeah, well, I do too. People get it. The system is rigged. You know, now, so-called experts claim America is in trouble because both political parties in Washington refuse to compromise. Gridlock. That is just flat wrong. Washington works great for those at the top. When giant companies wanted more tax loopholes, Washington got it done. When huge energy companies wanted to tear up our environment, Washington got it done. When enormous Wall Street banks wanted new regulatory loopholes, Washington got it done. No gridlock there. But try to do something, anything, for working people, and you'll have a fight on your hands. Democrats have taken on those fights. That's what we do. To get health insurance for more Americans. Democrats fought for a strong consumer agency so big banks can't cheat people. We fought, we won, and we improved the lives of millions of people. Thank you, Barack Obama. Yes, we won. But Republicans and lobbyists battled us every step of the way. 5 years later, that consumer agency has returned $11 billion to families who were cheated. And Republicans, they're still trying to kill it. Now look, I'm not someone who thinks that Republicans are always wrong and Democrats are always right. There's enough blame to go around. But there is a huge difference between people fighting for a level playing field and the people fighting to keep the system rigged. Look at Congress since the Republicans took over. Democrats proposed refinancing student loans, and Republicans, they said no. Democrats proposed ending tax breaks for corporations that ship jobs overseas, and Republicans, they said no. Democrats proposed raising the minimum wage, and Republicans, they said no. So to every Republican in Congress who said no, this November, the American people are coming for you. Trump. In all these fights, not once did he lift a finger to help working people. And why would he? His whole life has been about taking advantage of that rigged system. Time after time, he preyed on working people, people in debt, people who had fallen on hard times. He's conned them, he's defrauded them, and he's ripped them off. Look at his history. Donald Trump said he was excited for the 2008 housing crash that devastated millions of American families because he thought it would help him scoop up more real estate on the cheap. Donald Trump set up a fake university to make money by cheating people and taking their life savings. Donald Trump goes on and on and on about being a successful businessman, but he filed business bankruptcy 6 times, always to protect his own money and stick the investors and contractors with the bill. Donald Trump hired plumbers and painters and construction workers to do hard labor for his businesses. Then he told them to take only a fraction of what he owed or fight his lawyers in court for years. So, what kind of a man acts like this? What kind of a man roots for an economic crash that cost millions of people their jobs, their homes, their life savings? What kind of a man cheats students, cheats investors, cheats workers? Well, I'll tell you what kind of a man who must never be president of the United States. Never. And we've got the leaders to make it happen. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. They're going to make it happen. Yeah. Look, Donald Trump knows that the American people are angry. A fact so obvious, he can see it from the top of the Trump Tower. So now, he's insisting that he, and he alone, can fix the rigged system. Last week, Donald Trump spoke for more than an hour on the biggest stage he's ever had. But other than talking about building a stupid wall, which will never get built, other than that wall, did you hear any actual ideas? Did you hear even one solid proposal from Trump for increasing income? or improving your kids' education, or creating even one single good-paying job. Look, let's face it. Donald Trump has no real plans for jobs or for college kids or for seniors. No plans to make anything great for anyone except rich guys like Donald Trump. Just look at his ideas. Donald Trump wants to get rid of the federal minimum wage. Donald Trump wants to roll back financial regulations and turn Wall Street loose to wreck our economy again. And Donald Trump has a tax plan to give multimillionaires and billionaires like himself an average tax cut of $1.3 million a year. You know, you're struggling to put your kids through college, and Donald Trump thinks he needs a million-dollar tax break? Trump's entire campaign is just one more late-night Trump infomercial. Hand over your money, your jobs, your children's future, and the great Trump hot air machine will reveal all the answers. Now, and for one low, low price, he'll even throw in a goofy hat. And here's the really ugly underside to his pitch. Trump thinks he can win votes by fanning the flames of fear and hatred, by turning neighbor against neighbor, by persuading you that the real problem in America is your fellow Americans, people who don't look like you or don't talk like you or don't worship like you. He even picked a vice president famous for trying to make it legal to openly discriminate against gays and lesbians. America, an America of fear and hate, an America where we all break apart, whites against blacks and Latinos, Christians against Muslims and Jews, straight against gay, everyone against immigrants, race, religion, heritage, gender, the more factions, the better. But ask yourself this, when white workers in Ohio are pitted against black workers in North Carolina, or Latino workers in Florida, who really benefits? Divide and conquer is an old story in America. Dr. Martin Luther King knew it. After his march from Selma to Montgomery, he spoke of how segregation was created to keep people divided. Instead of higher wages for workers, Dr. King described how poor whites in the South were fed Jim Crow, which told a poor white worker that, quote, no matter how bad off he was, at least he was a white man better than the black man. Racial hatred was part of keeping the powerful on top. When we turn on each other, bankers can run our economy for Wall Street, oil companies can fight off clean energy, and giant corporations can ship the last good jobs overseas. When we turn on each other, rich guys like Trump can push through more tax breaks for themselves, and then we'll never have enough money to support our schools or rebuild our highways or invest in our kids' future. When we turn on each other, we can't unite to fight back against a rigged system. Well, I've got news for Donald Trump. The American people are not falling for it. We've seen this ugliness before, and we are not going to be Donald Trump's hate-filled America. Not now, not ever. About our values, about our shared values with our candidates, Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. Let's talk about those values. We believe that no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter who you love, equal means equal. Hillary will fight to make sure discrimination has no place in America, and we're with her. We believe that no one who works full time should live in poverty. Hillary will fight for raising the minimum wage, fair scheduling, paid family and medical leave, and we're with her. We believe every kid in America should have a chance for a great education without getting crushed by debt. Hillary will fight for refinancing student loans and debt-free college. We are with her. And we believe that after a lifetime of hard work, seniors should be able to retire with dignity. Hillary will fight to expand Social Security, strengthen Medicare, and protect our retirement accounts. And we're with her. We believe that oil companies shouldn't call the shots in Washington, that science matters, that climate change is real. Hillary will fight to preserve this earth for our children and grandchildren, and we're with her. We believe, and I can't believe I have to say this, in 2016, in equal pay for equal work and a woman's right to control over her own body. Hillary will fight for women, and we're with her.
I tried.
We believe we don't need weaker rules on Wall Street. We need stronger rules. And when big banks get too risky, break them up. Hillary will fight to hold big banks accountable, and we're with her. And we believe that the United States should never, never sign trade deals that help giant corporations but leave workers in the dirt. Hillary will fight for American workers, and we're with her. Okay. And just one more. We believe we must get big money out of politics and root out corruption. Hillary will fight to overturn Citizens United and return this government to the people. If you believe that America must work for all of us, not just for the rich and powerful. If you believe we must reject the politics of fear and division. If you believe that we are stronger together, then let's work our hearts out to make Hillary Clinton the next president of the United States. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived. All right. I hope you enjoyed Elizabeth Warren. She is a firehouse. She is a firepower. She has been a thorn in the side of Donald Trump since day one. And I just love her to death. I really do. I love this lady to death. And she just, Donald Trump. I think every speaker on that stage for the last 4 days, this is Friday. And, excoriated Donald Trump, and the guy doesn't like it. He makes me laugh now. He makes me laugh because he's always threatening. Before Elizabeth Warren, I was talking about Donald Trump and his at one of his rallies saying that he wanted to hit some of the speakers on the Democratic stage. I mean, this guy is just, I don't know. He's just so, I don't know why the media keeps covering him. And the media, they are also bashing Trump. They are bashing the New York Times, the New York Daily Times, or whatever it is. You know, I mean, they have called Trump stupid. They called him all kind of names. But he doesn't shoot back at them. He doesn't hit back at them. He only hits back at the Democratic convention. Everybody who's anybody is criticizing Trump, even those people inside of his own party. And I said, I think I said, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, that I was going to actually stop talking about Donald Trump. But it's hard to stop talking about Donald Trump because Donald Trump keeps giving you something to talk about. He keeps giving you the news with Donald Trump just keeps on coming. It keeps on coming. Okay, let's move right along if we can. The Supreme Court in North Carolina strikes down voter ID. That is so, that is phenomenal. That is great. It is so great that I definitely get my words straight. That is great. North Carolina, Texas, Wisconsin strike down these unfair voter ID laws that pressing the vote of African Americans. Folks, this is phenomenal. This is just great news. The Republicans in some of these states, that's all they try to do is suppress the vote to keep you from voting, to keep myself from voting, to keep your kids from voting. It's just pathetic. And this ruling is just awesome. You know, there are some more states out there that are trying to suppress people from voting because, you know, the more you vote, because if you go out and vote, the Republicans will not be in office. This is just a Republican strategy to keep you from voting so they can always get in office. They just cheat their asses off. This is what Republicans do. They cheat. They cheat. Sometimes they win by cheating. But here, this judge, the Supreme Court, they were on the side of the people. They even said themselves that this was nothing but designed to stop Americans, the minority, African Americans, from voting. And the Republicans rebutted. They responded saying that this, they're going to take it higher. I don't know how high they can take it. The Supreme Court is the law of the land. I don't know how high they can take it unless they're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court. Because I believe this was the Supreme Court in North Carolina. And I think they will lose. If they try to take it to the U.S. Supreme Court, I think they would lose also, you know, because it's a 4-4 court, you know. But under Hillary, she's probably going to have to fill that vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court. But anyways, this is phenomenal news. I mean, we all, the entire United States should stand up and applaud this because Republicans have been trying to deny African Americans the right to vote for a long time, for a long, long time. And this is great. I'm going to say this again. The Supreme Court strikes down voter ID, the voter ID law in North Carolina. Now it joined the states, Texas and Wyoming. Now we have a few more states that are trying to suppress the vote, trying to keep you from voting. We have to do something about those. Remember, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, and this show is about making the world a better place. And we cannot make the world a better place with Republicans, if I can say it. It ain't going to happen with Republicans. Republicans are trying to suppress the vote. Republicans are in the pockets of the NRA. Republicans like Donald Trump. If we get rid of Donald Trump, if we vote Hillary into office, making sure that Donald Trump loses, and Donald Trump, he must lose. He has to lose. However, if he does lose, he has to lose by a landslide. We have to vote. We have to kick his ass good at the voting booth. This will send all kinds of messages to the Republicans. We have to vote. We have to do this. All right, folks, let's go to the phones. All right, you're on the George Wilder Jr. Show.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call, my friend.
No problem, no problem.
Yeah, this is messed up. And, you know, I mean...
Where are you calling from? Can I ask, where are you calling from?
From Orlando.
Okay, Orlando, Florida. All right.
Yes, sir. You know, can you tell you for your listeners what happened on the first night? Why Palestinian flag was, you know, on the DNC? Can anybody explain to all the listeners why it happened and what
I
that
don't
mean, please?
I don't know if a Palestinian flag was on the stage. I'm pretty sure that it probably meant that we were all united. That obviously Donald Trump is a racist himself, and some of the people on the stage were saying, "Hey, wow, we welcome all people here. All people have rights in the United States." So not only
I understand what your position, what your answer is, but you know, if say it's a Palestinian convention and you put the flag of America, they will shoot you all, everybody right there in front of everybody. Am I right or wrong?
I'm trying to understand your comment. You're saying if you can you repeat that?
Okay,
I'm not
if
sure.
If it was
the
Palestinian convention, if it was in Palestine, or it was anywhere in the world, or suppose it was a Palestinian gathering, Palestinian convention, whatever you can label it, okay? And you go there and with the 5, 6, 10 people put the American flag over there in their Palestinian, convention.
And they will shoot you.
They will shoot you right there.
I'm not saying that that will not happen, but this is the United States. We don't do those kinds of things. We try to bring people together. I can't really talk about other rogue countries and what they are doing. I know they do something vicious if they put the American flag on their stage, just like the DMC. But this is the United States. I mean, this is
right.
America. Okay. We're not going to we're not going to put up a Palestinian. Nobody's going to shoot anybody by putting up a Palestinian flag on the DNC.
Of course they did.
You know,
and
I can't speak for
them. I mean, to the Democratic Party, this was a disgrace. This was because they should not put any flag of it. And yet, why American flag was absent until the fortnight? There were everybody carrying American flag. I mean, what's the explanation behind that, please?
I'll still say it. I'm going to still say it. I think, as a matter of fact, I know that it was just a flag saying that we're all one. We're all here together, no matter what your color, your nationality, where you were born, or anywhere else. We're all together in America. You know,
right.
Everybody is welcome. No, we're not like Donald Trump, who wants to ban Muslims from coming into the United States. Okay, we want to accept all Muslims because we know that all Muslims are not bad people. Only a few are. So why hold the entire... Okay, go right ahead.
But I mean, first of all, we are becoming a Palestinian in our own country right now. I mean, we are Palestinian in our own country. We don't need to bring more Palestinian in our own country. First, we have to take care of our own problems first. America first, American people first, and then if we can allow, then we have to go to, you know, a lot of security check through the national poll in Europe. And et cetera, and then we can bring refugees slowly. How come Saudi Arabia is not taking the refugees? You know what they said? They said we are not going to screw our country. You know, why can't they make a deal with Israel, give the Golan Heights to the refugees for temporary, and put all the refugees there, give them food, give them water, give them everything they want to do, and let them to be there. And as soon as their country, whatever happens, if it's freed or whatever, then they can go back to their own homeland. And why should we give this high price? Why in Idaho? Why in Idaho the Iraqi refugee and Syrian refugee raped the 5-year-old girl and in the elevator? At the end, they pissed on her and they left. Why there was no investigation? Why there was hush-hush?
Well, I can't answer that. I can only say that in the United States, the United States welcomes everybody. So I can't really speak to what you're saying, but I understand what you're talking about. And thank you for your call. Bye-bye. All right. You've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Block Talk Radio. I will be right back, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, the George Wilder Jr. Show has now arrived.
Keep on learning. So good at war. I've had a lot of wars of my own. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way.
Please welcome Martin O'Malley from Maryland.
My fellow Americans, President of the United States is the toughest job in the world. And I come here before you as a man who knows Hillary Clinton well. I have worked alongside her, and I have competed against her. And I'm here to tell you that Hillary Clinton is as tough as they come. She will stand up to ISIS, she will stand up to the Russians, and with Tim Kaine at her side, she will never stop fighting for our children and our families, because Hillary Clinton knows when our families are strong, America is strong. Now, Donald Trump, he's a different story. He will not fight for us. He feeds off of economic fears and failures, stirs up false divisions and ancient hates, turns anger into a political weapon. But my friends, anger never fed a hungry child, did it? Anger never protected a family's home or sent a kid to college. Anger never built a great republic. I say, to hell with Trump's American nightmare. We believe in the American dream. We believe, as Hillary Clinton believes, that no American family who works hard should have to raise their children in poverty. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has actually said, quote, wages are too high. Wages are too high. Really, Donald? I'll tell you what's too high. College tuition is too high. I'll tell you what's too high. The cost of childcare, that's too high. The number of American children who live in poverty, that's too high. Donald Trump's opinion of himself, that's way too high. You see, actually, Donald, American wages, in fact, are too low. Our economy isn't money, it is people. It is all of our people. And Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine will fight to make sure that every family who's willing to work hard can actually get ahead again in America. On climate change, like you and me, and in fact, like our children and grandchildren, Hillary Clinton believes in science. She understands that climate change is not only a real threat, it's also the greatest job creation opportunity to come to the United States in 100 years. Now, Donald Trump, on the other hand, does not believe in science. He says, and again I quote, the concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese. I'll tell you what, if the Chinese were really capable of designing some kind of diabolical farce to hurt America, they wouldn't invent global warming, they'd invent Donald Trump. This much we know for sure. Donald Trump has been a bully his whole life. But here's what I learned in elementary school on the playgrounds. Bullies are really just cowards in disguise. The America we love does not engage in torture. The America we love does not build walls and shameful for-profit prisons. The America we love does not lock up women and children in disgraceful immigrant detention camps. Unlike that immigrant-bashing carnival barker Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton understands the enduring symbol of the United States of America is not the barbed wire fence. It is the Statue of Liberty. And so, my fellow Democrats, anger and fear had their moment last week, but now it is our time. Time to stand up for each other. Stand up for our shared promise. Stand up for the goodness and the hope in every American heart. It's time to put a bully racist in his place and a tough woman in hers. The White House, Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine, forward together, stronger together. The country we carry in our hearts is waiting.
All right, that was powerful. That was totally powerful. And I appreciate that clip. Thanks so much. That was totally powerful. He was right about one thing. The Republican convention last week was full of fear and anger. That's all it was. There was no policy. It was not policy oriented. It was not issue oriented. It was just fear and carnival barking coming from Donald Trump. He offered nothing. He had nothing. He didn't know anything. Donald Trump doesn't know anything. And the Democratic convention, I think, embarrassed him. And now he's trying to get embarrassed by saying he wants to hit everybody at the convention because they were saying they were lying on him. They were not lying on him. He has all of these bankruptcies. It's Trump University has no doubt ruined lives. Trump has shipped jobs overseas. And a lot of these jobs that have been shipped overseas, a lot of these people are voting for him because they have jobs. He's lifting the economy in my country. By having his jobs overseas. If he was such an American, his jobs would be in America. Hillary Clinton, make something in America. Why are you making all of this stuff overseas and then selling it in America? Why do folks like Donald Trump send jobs overseas? I've covered this many times. A lot of people send their jobs overseas because of what? Cheap labor. They want to get richer. You know, over here, I mean, over here in the factories, you have to pay people at least $20, $30 an hour to work to make a shirt. I mean, you can send your job over to India or somewhere where the workers will make that same shirt for less than 50 cents an hour. They're saving a lot of money. And in some instances, they're avoiding taxes. This is why they go overseas. Then they bring their crap back after the stuff is made overseas. They ship it back to America, raise the price on it, and sell it to us. And they're making a pretty good mint on this. So for Donald Trump to say that he's against TPP, he's the one who's shipping jobs overseas. For cheap labor, sweat factories. He hires immigrants to work on his buildings, to build his buildings. And yet he wants to build a wall to keep them out. Keep them out for what? They're building the Trump Tower. They're, you know. So Donald Trump is a fraud. There is no doubt about that, folks. So we have to vote, 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 vote. And like I just got through saying, we just cannot, Donald Trump cannot just lose. But we have to vote in a way where we have to vote in a way where we have to beat his ass in a landslide. Send a message to the world, especially send a message to rest to the haters, the racists, the liars of the world, people like Donald Trump, that we are not going to stand for it. All right, you're listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, Making the World a Better Place. If you don't have time to listen to the show live, you can always podcast the show for later. I'm sorry about the problems of yesterday. We were off the air because the website was down. And I want to say one more thing. I want to say Hillary Clinton makes history. Congratulations. I know there's a lot of people out there still don't like her. A lot of people out there still don't trust her. A lot of people are saying that, you know. But you can vote for whomever you want to vote for. I'm just hoping that you vote for Hillary. We don't need Trump. I don't think every day, you know, every day Trump proves that he's not fit for office. You know, there he proves it. I mean, he proved it today when you would think he would get over shooting himself in the foot, but obviously not. Obviously not. Okay, 347-857-1762. This is you listening to the Talk of Our Times, trying to make we're going to make the world a better place on the George Wilder Jr. Show. Hillary Clinton's make history. Anything goes, folks. This is the Talk of Our Times, and it will be the Talk of Our Times. This show will be running some of these speeches from the convention, the Democratic convention throughout until the November 8th election day. We're going to be promoting Hillary and Democrats on this show. I've said this before, and I think Mary Emanuel has also said this. If we vote for Hillary, we have to vote for the House of Representatives. We have to vote for senators, and they have to be Democratic. Because if you do not, if Hillary Clinton is voted into office and she does not have a Democratic Congress, as I've said a zillion times, it will be gridlock. Nothing will get done. You know, so, but give her, vote for your Democratic representative and a Democratic senator in the United States Congress. Have the whole enchilada, a Democratic president, a Democratic House of Representatives, and a Democratic United States Senate. And then we'll be able to get something done. You will not be able to get anything done if you vote for Hillary and you have a Republican Congress. It's going to be gridlock, nastiness, racism. Nothing's going to get done. The Republicans are going to be taking vacation after vacation. There's nothing's going to get done. There's going to be backbiting, bitching, and name calling. Is going to be more. So we have to, and there will be no minimum wage increase. There will be nothing, no infrastructure, no money for cities, nothing, 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 nothing. Republicans aren't going to do that. So if you're going to vote for Hillary, make sure you vote. Also vote for your U.S. congressman. Vote for a U.S. congressman and for a senator. It all has to be Democratic if we want to make changes in this country. And I've heard people say, are you better off after 8 years of Obama? Some people lie and say they are. Hell no, we're not worse off, better off. A lot of people are worse off. And some of the people who are saying they're better off with Obama, that's because they just like Obama. You know, I mean, Obama just likable. He's a likable guy. He's a smart guy. And this is what a lot of people like about him. He has a 50 to 51% approval rating. I don't know why, but he can sway people, even though he is not doing much or doing nothing. Okay, I have jumped in Obama's ass 1,000 times. A lot of other African-American leaders have jumped in his ass. But a lot of people just like him because they feel that he's smart. Not because of what he's done. Okay, so he came in 2009 and took the United States out of the recession that the Republicans caused. But that's about all I can see. That's about all I can see he's probably done. Okay? If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, though. I can't see no other achievements that he's done. There's a lot out there. There are some achievements that I'm pretty sure I'm looking over. But the biggest achievement is that he brought the United States out of a recession that George Bush caused, the Republicans caused in 2008, 2009. Okay? All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. It has been great, folks. It has been. I haven't been on a Friday in a while, and it's a wild ride. And like I said before, I'm thinking of doing a show 5 days a week because this feels good. It really feels good. And this election cycle is going to be a doozy. It's going to be one for the ages. Donald Trump will not quit. He's not going to quit one bit. All right, Obama had his speech this week, and Trump had a speech. They're trying to compare the speeches, Obama's speech and then Trump. There is no comparison. Obama beats Trump by a wide margin. My son could beat Trump at a speech by a wide margin. That garbage Trump was saying, he was spewing, he was barking with no substance. I can do it. I alone can do it. You cannot do anything alone, Donald Trump. You need people. You can't do that. That's what they've said throughout the Democratic convention, that Trump thinks about nobody, no one but Trump. It's nothing but Trump. Trump is used to people cowing down to him. He's used to people kissing his ass. He's used to people saying, yes, sir, yes, yes, Mr. Trump, can you do this? He's used to people kissing his ass. He's used to people cowing down to him, as I've just said. And these people at the Democratic convention are not cowing down to him. They're not begging him for anything. They're not asking him for money. They're not asking him to do anything for him. He's used to this kind of thing. And the only way and the only reason why Trump is rich, because his daddy gave him $1 million, and obviously he went and invested in real estate, and that's the long and short of the story. Suddenly he's a billionaire. That's the long and short of the story. But how many of us who have a father that's going to give us $1 million? You know, so he was just born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Majority of us are not. We have to play the lottery and hope that we win. That's not always going to happen, right? At least not to some of us, it's not going to happen. So we keep trying. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio, 347-857-1762. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on right here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Amazon.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I have some books, stories up there. That stuff's pretty good, so check that out. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. We have 10 minutes left into the show. All righty. Tomorrow we're going to have Joe Biden's speech. I thought he was riveting at the Democratic convention. We're going to have a clip of his speech. He's going to be on the show, not tomorrow, but Monday. I'm off Saturday and Sunday, and we will be back Monday. So Monday I will have Joe Biden's speech and maybe even Hillary Clinton's speech, because they said before her speech they were saying, well, she's going to be giving the speech of her life. And it was a great speech. It was a wonderful speech. It was a great acceptance because she is now, you know, the nominee, a female nominee. And I think all women should be appreciative of that. All women should be very, very happy of that. This is more historical than in the 1920s when the women gained the right to vote. And so this is very significant. This is very significant. And I'm going to say this again. I can't see why any woman, Republican, Democrat, or independent, could vote for Donald Trump. The way he has excoriated women over the years, treated them like nothing. And then I have some friends that they are diehard going to vote for Trump, saying that we can't trust Hillary. She done broke my heart. She done, this or that. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Let's see if we can do this.
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show on Blog Talk Radio.
For some, but for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb.
There are oceans and rivers
enough to cross.
Enough to last
till
the end of time.
What the
You are now listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show, the talk of our times. This is the talk of our times on Block Talk Radio, the Wilder Network.
All right, folks, we got about 4 more minutes left into the show. We'll try to continue to talk about the Democratic Convention of yesterday. The last day was yesterday, Thursday. And it was awesome. I really did enjoy it, folks. I sat down and I was, you know, watching it on my flat screen television. And my son, he was playing video games. I guess he wasn't interested. I wish he would be, could get interested in something like that, but I doubt it. So it was a, it was interesting. It was good. It was fair. I didn't watch a Republican debate. I didn't watch it. Because I didn't want to. I mean, Donald Trump was just not interesting to me. And I knew that I wasn't going to be fulfilled by watching the Republican debate. I mean, not the debate. Yeah, the debate and the convention. I was not thrilled by either, you know. But I did hear about the Republican convention. And it wasn't good. It was not good. I'm still hearing things about the Republican convention that's not good. You know, obviously the Republicans are calling the Democratic the Democratic convention a disaster. The only disaster was Donald Trump. They're Republican. I think Donald Trump has actually. I must come out and say it, folks. I think Donald Trump has actually ruined the Republican Party. I mean, anytime you have a slew of Republicans crossing over to vote for Democrats, something is not right. This is a downward spiral of the Republicans. It has to be. All right, you've been listening to the George Wilder Jr. Show. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Block Talk Radio. And, folks, I will catch you Monday. I will be back here Monday through Thursday, if not Friday. You guys have a great weekend, and I hope to see you on Monday at the same time, starting at 6 o'clock to 7:30, maybe 8, depends on how things go. And hopefully there will not be any more website shutdowns. All right, bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.